Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, Caitlin. I had some charges on my account. I was trying to figure out why.
All right. What's your zip code?
33759.
All right. And what was your name?
Jason Grimmer. It's last name Grimmer.
Okay. Can you confirm your mailing address, please?
Probably 3340 San Pedro Street, Clearwater, Florida, 33759.
Thank you. All right. You said you received the charge. Let me see.
Just trying to find out why. Yeah.
Let me see. Give me 1 second. Okay. You were already, the count was already canceled, sir. Are you referring to the charge on February 13th?
Let's see. I had a charge. I'm trying to think if it was, I think it was on the 26th of January and then on somewhere in the in February.
Okay, I don't see a 26th of, okay, I see a 25th of January. I think we just talked, actually. I refunded the one from January 25th of $39.99.
Oh, okay. I just talked to you, so this is the same.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same call center because this is a totally different number.
Correct.
Okay, so these are the things. Let me ask you something. When they do the little survey thing on the phone, and you order something and you just pay the shipping and handling, is this how I'm getting into these things?
For some of them, yes. So what I would suggest is if you do a survey, check it. Even if it's too small, you can zoom in on it on your phone and on the computer, because for some of them, you will only get that gift. But for some, it may be a promotional deal that may sign you up for something different.
Mm-hmm. And then I keep getting charged for it.
Correct.
Okay.
And also, it should, like I said, when you read the terms, it should also give you a number that you can call to cancel.
To cancel it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for, all right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, sir, and thank you for calling customer service.